This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. In a case that strikes at the heart of Israel's national identity, South Africa has formally accused the country of committing genocide against Palestinians and pleaded with the United Nations top court to order a halt to Israeli military operations in Gaza. The allegations were aired Thursday in the International Court of Justice in The Hague. Israel has founded in the aftermath of the Holocaust and was vehemently denied the accusations. In a sign of how seriously they regard the case, Israeli leaders have taken the rare step of engaging with the court to defend their international reputation. Israel often boycotts international tribunals or UN investigations, saying they are unfair and biased. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to seek governance reforms. It's part of a plan to rally the region behind a post-war vision for Gaza that includes concrete steps toward a Palestinian state. Blinken says he has secured commitments from multiple countries in the region to assist with rebuilding and governing Gaza after the war against Hamas, but only if there is a pathway to a Palestinian state. That approach faces serious obstacles, beginning with the Israeli government's adamant position to Palestinian statehood. The effort would also have to grapple with the Western-backed Palestinian leadership's lack of legitimacy among its own people. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Ukraine has shown that the Russian military can be stopped. At the same time, he pleaded during a visit to Lithuania Wednesday for Kyiv's allies to help his country defend itself against a 22-month-old invasion by the Kremlin's larger and better-supplied forces. Zelensky said in the Lithuanian capital that Ukraine needs to bolster its air defenses against Russia's recently intensified missile and drone onslaughts. It must also replenish